That's right. So I'm John, the Tour's our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 21st of December. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 69 AD, the Roman Senate declared Vespasian Emperor of Rome, the last in the year of the Four Emperors. It's one I've mentioned before on this segment, but following the suicide of the infamous Emperor Nero, Rome went through a series of four emperors due to a series of backstabbings and military upheavals. Vespasian did put an end to it though, founding the Flavian dynasty and ruling for 10 years until he died of natural causes. In 1140, Conrad III of Germany began the Siege of Weisberg, in which he was ultimately successful, but was so frustrated by the town he resolved to destroy Weisberg and imprison all the men that had been defending the town. The town's women were allowed to leave with whatever they could carry on their shoulders. Rather than take possessions with them, however, the women of Weisberg left town carrying their husbands on their shoulders, amusing Conrad enough that he allowed them to go peacefully. It's kind of a nice ending to one of these horrible medieval siege stories, which tends to end up with hundreds of people slaughtered, isn't it? William Bradford and the Mayflower Pilgrims landed on what we know today as Plymouth Rock in Plymouth, Massachusetts on December 21st in 1620, very important day in the founding of the United States of America. 1817, Lachlan Macquarie recommended the adoption of the name Australia for the continent then known as New Holland as part of the Challenger expedition. On December 21st in 1872, the HMS Challenger, commanded by Captain George Nares, sailed from Portsmouth, England. 1889, the poem Clancy of the Overflow by Banjo Paterson was first published in the Bulletin magazine. 'Twas his shearing mate who wrote it, and verbatim I will quote it, Clancy's gone to Queensland droving, and we don't know where he are. Arthur Wynn's Word Cross, the world's first crossword puzzle, was published in the New York World on today's date in 1913. In 1963, Bloody Christmas, the eruption of tensions between the Greek Cypriots and the Turkish Cypriots in Cyprus, began on today's date, ultimately resulting in the displacement of some 25 to 30,000 Turkish Cypriots and the destruction of more than 100 villages. Apollo 8 was launched from the Kennedy Space Center on December 21st in 1968, placing its crew on a lunar trajectory for the first visit to another celestial body by human beings. 1977 World Series cricket was launched by one Kerry Packer. And finally, in 2012, December 21st was the official end date of a 5,126-year-long cycle in the Mesoamerican long count calendar, leading to widespread expectations of a cataclysmic event of some sort. Remember that all those people thought the world was going to end in 2012? It was meant to happen today, but didn't. Or did it? Has anything really seemed to go right since then?
People seem to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name.
Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Jane Fonda is 81. Happy birthday, Jane. Samuel L. Jackson is 70. Ray Romano is 61. Kiefer Sutherland, Agent Jack Bauer is 52. And French President Emmanuel Macron is 41 this morning. Some famous musos for us as well. John Hicks, born today's date in 1941. Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys, 1946. Queen of Memphis Soul, Carla Thomas, is 76. Betty Wright is 65. Emmett Jefferson Murphy III, better known as Murph, drummer for Dinosaur Jr., is 54. Sean Morgan of Seether is 40. And Sean Teague of The Fame is 23. But going out on this one this morning.
Well, the years is rolling by. Heavy metal and little dark, and talk the public eye.
going out to the one, the only Frank Zappa. Born today's date in 1940, one of the most diverse artists of his time, in fact, I would say of all time, and incredibly prolific over his 30-year career. His albums are like the old box of chocolates. You pick one up, you never know what you're going to get. Died far too young, only 52 years old, of prostate cancer. We are going out on one of his. Let me put it this way. Out of my personal favourites, this is one of his cleaner tracks. Joe's Garage by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. This day in history.
Stick closer to church-oriented social activity.